Good day. This is Pastor George once again filling in one more time for Pastor Rock, who will be returning next week. I'm glad to be here, and I count it a privilege to help navigate week 72 of Know the Word. Now, as you've read through the reading assignment this week, you notice that the bulk of our reading took us back to the Old Testament book of Daniel. Nevertheless, I've chosen to focus my commentary this week on the book of Ezra in our pursuit of the ministry of the Holy Spirit. As you read this week, the book opens in 538 BC with a decree from Cyrus, the reigning king of Persia, who just defeated and occupied the once great Babylonian kingdom, a reminder that all great earthly kingdoms do eventually run their course and come to an end. Now, the decree issued from King Cyrus was actually orchestrated by God, and it permitted the Jews to migrate back to their homeland following their God-ordained exile to Babylon 70 years prior. Now, as the people began returning to Jerusalem, some were having difficulty proving their Jewish ancestry using genealogical records. In addition, some of those claiming to be priests weren't able to prove their ministry credentials either. And this presented a problem because if anyone were able to fake their way into the ministry to serve as a priest, it would summon God's judgment, something they wanted no part of following their long exile. So in order to determine who in fact was a legitimate priest, we see in verse 63 of chapter 2 that they deployed their version of a lie detector test called the Urim and the Thummim. The Urim and the Thummim first appears in Exodus chapter 28 and then Numbers chapter 27. And although we're not told exactly how it functioned, it was worn and used by the high priest to consult the Lord when faced with a dilemma or other difficult decisions. In other words, it was a supernatural means provided to them to determine the will of God. It's also interesting to note that this truth-seeking device is never mentioned again in Scripture after our verse in Ezra, and that leads me to wonder why. After all, didn't God want to reveal His will to His people? And what about us today? How are we able to discern His will? Well, the truth is, God has not left us without reliable means to determine His will in life situations. In fact, I would argue that what He's given us is considerably better than the Urim and the Thummim, and certainly much easier to pronounce. First, He's given us His Word, verbally inspired by the Holy Spirit and inerrant as originally given. We can follow it with complete confidence, knowing that it never changes and is a complete revelation of His will for the salvation of mankind. Psalm 119, verse 105, describes His word as a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. But even more relevant to our discussion today is that He's also given us intimate access to the Holy Spirit who dwells within us. Since we've been redeemed and reconciled to God, He no longer exists out there someplace external to us. Instead, the Scripture says He dwells within us, so we only need to look inward when we need counsel or direction. In Old Testament times, there are some specific incidents where the Holy Spirit came upon people from time to time for a particular purpose or a task. However, it wasn't until the cross and Pentecost that the Holy Spirit was universally given as a gift and a guarantee to all that repent and believe the gospel. I think many of us today, when faced with difficult decisions or choices, would rather put on the Urim and the Thummim in order to retrieve a quick answer from God and then get on with our business. I mean, how efficient and convenient would that be, right? I mean, complete and accurate answers from God at our command. However, that process, no matter how convenient it may seem, lacks relationship and would therefore rob us of the benefits of learning humility and self-examination, and deep wrestling with God while pursuing Him in extended times of persistent prayer when we need direction and answers. These pursuits are some of the very things that grow us as disciples and keep us closely connected to the Savior as we're intentional about drawing near to Him. Now, I don't know about you, but I tend to spend more time alone with God when I feel like I need Him the most. The Urim and the Thummim may have provided quick yes or no answers when needed, but the Holy Spirit within us provides so much more. After all, He's a divine person, not an object, John 15:26. He indwells us, John 14:17. He's our advocate, John 14:16. Our counselor, John 16:17. He's our helper and our comforter, and he intercedes on our behalf, Romans 8:26. He guides us into all truth, John 14:18. He battles against our flesh, Galatians 5:17, and he dispenses spiritual gifts, 1 Corinthians 12:11. You see, the Spirit of God lives in us in some supernatural, mysterious way, not only as a guarantee of our destiny, but to help us live out God's call upon our life. The Urim and the Thummim could never be those things. Let me close by asking you a question. Do you realize the potential inside of you? I don't think a lot of us do. God isn't out there in space somewhere where he can't be contacted. That's old covenant. We live in the new covenant era with God residing within our hearts. All we have to do is believe and look inward to find him. So the next time you pray or need an answer, don't look externally, look inwardly, because that's where the Holy Spirit can be found. And a word of caution, when we seek God for his will in particular situations, the answers don't always come quickly. But don't get discouraged. Persist in seeking him. Sometimes long-suffering or even repentance will be required before you get your answer. God always has something profitable to teach us when we're going through a season of difficulty or uncertainty. So embrace the process and don't give up, because he rewards perseverance and persistence, and he's a rewarder of those who earnestly seek him. Well, that's all for now. Have a great day seeking the Lord.